Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up and high, high. Keeping my head up, head up.
I'm going to do a terrific show today. And I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pep Talk with Jake Walker. How you doing this morning? I'm doing so good. It's a little rainy out there, a little cold and windy. It's probably, hopefully, the last cold snap of our season. Spring has sort of sprung and then went back, and now hopefully it'll be back this weekend. I don't know. It seems like it always happens around Easter, right? Like it gets warm for a minute before Easter, and we all think, oh, it's spring, and we start planning stuff, and we start bringing out the short sleeves and the shorts, and then right around the time beach baptisms start happening on on Easter morning, then it's just like frigid cold. I don't know. I think that's just God's way of saying, hey, you need to reset your vagus nerve and get some cold water, do a polar plunge for your baptism, maybe. I don't know. Jake Walker here with you. Thank you so much for joining me. 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio 92.3. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel. I interview lots of folks, people who are business leaders, community professionals, people that are just doing great work here in our community. And when we don't have a guest, then it's Pep Talk with Jake Walker, and then I just talk about what's happening in our world. If you want to join the conversation, if you have thoughts, comments, what are you getting into today? Let me know. 437-1620. It is spring break. Lots of kids are out of school. I'm sure there's a lot going on. I don't know how you do it, parents. I have to give you credit because it just seems like every time, it seems like every week there's a holiday or a reason for the kids being out of school. And then you got spring break and then summer break and all of these holiday breaks. I don't know how you schedule and work and get everybody fed and keep them safe during that. I don't know how you do it. I have a cat and, we just have one cat now and I still struggle with that. So I have to give you props. Much respect to my parents listening this morning. What are you thinking about? The National Day calendar is not really giving me much to work with here today. It's National Spinach Day. Really? And it's National Nougat Day. Now, I can get into some nougat. I'll sit here and pontificate on some nougat for you. My favorite nougat product, and this will open up a good frivolous topic. The Zero Bar. You remember the Zero candy bar? I believe it had some nougat in there. My favorite thing to do when I was a kid was I would get a Zero Bar and I would take a big bite of it and then I would immediately drink a soda. My favorite back then was Dr. Pepper. And if you have a Zero Bar bite in your mouth and then you drink soda, it's almost like Pop Rocks. It just fizzes. And there's like this, you know, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, nuclear reaction happening. And then all of a sudden, you know, like if you had too big of a bite, you know, you kind of have to spit it out because there's no room. And sometimes, with that much carbonation, it's hard to swallow all that. So it was just something funny just to make a big mess and get my mom mad at me when I was a kid. But somebody just texted in, there's a bad accident This is going to be a three-car accident just east of Tiger Point Publix in the westbound lane on Highway 98. There is a fire truck on the scene. So a little traffic update for you there. A three-car accident just east of Tiger Point Publix in the westbound lane. Crews are on the scene, so be careful headed that way. With the rain and the way it's looking out there, it is going to be a nasty morning. Thankfully, the drive this morning from 5 to 9 didn't see any major issues on our roadways, but this rain is just now moving in, so it could get a little dicey there. What was your favorite candy bar growing up? Do they still make it? What was it? Mine was the Zero Bar, and pretty much anything that Little Debbie manufactured. You know, if Debbie made it, I was eating it. I loved some fudge rounds and some, you know, just anything. The oatmeal cream pie was probably my favorite of the Little Debbie's. But what was your favorite candy snack cake when you were a kid? Let me know. 437-1620. I did try the Pop Rocks thing one time with a soda, and my head didn't explode like Wayne's World told me that it would. But definitely just a weird experience, but it was very reminiscent of the Zero Bar thing. And I don't know what the Zero Bar had in it that made it foam up and fizz like that. I don't know, but it was just so much fun. Probably my favorite Little Debbie was the brownies, not the cosmic brownies that they have now. I don't know what are the cosmic brownies. I don't get that, but I like just the regular with the walnuts on the top, you know, regular brownies. Oh, I got two calls on the line here. I'm always worried to go to a caller on the air, but oh wow, I've got three now. Okay, well let's take a chance here. No cursing, everyone. Okay, don't get me fired. All right, I'm gonna go to my first caller. Caller, you're on the air. What's your comment or question for the pep talk today?
Yes, sir. I'd like to comment on that candy bar. I'd like to say that the butternut was that best candy bar in the world back in the day.
The butternut.
Yes.
Was it like a butterfinger?
Chocolate, peanuts, and caramel.
Oh.
Not quite. It had chocolate, peanuts, and caramel, but it was delicious. You could actually taste the butter in it.
Oh, yes. Okay. I looked up a picture. Yes. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Very, very nice. Yeah. The butternut. Very, very nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I wish they would bring that back.
I know, right? They heard that you liked it, so they took it away. That's what my dad always says when he's going through the story. He goes, oh, I like those. Oh, well, now that I've said it out loud, now they're going to cancel it. So same way with TV shows.
Exactly. Yeah, take the price up.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, have a good day. All right, so going on here. Got another caller. Caller, you're on Pep Talk with Jake Walker. What's your comment today?
Jake, you're talking about favorite candy bars.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a 7-Up?
7-Up? Like the drink?
It's spelled the same way.
Yeah.
But there's a milk chocolate candy bar. It's rectangular shape and has 7 different flavors in it.
Oh, I see.
Like it had a chocolate covered cherry, had a chocolate covered almond in one section,
butterscotch, coconut, mint. Yeah. Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. I'm looking up pictures online. Yeah. The 7 different flavors, milk chocolate 7-Up. Wow. Cool. Yeah. I would love it if they brought that back too.
I would too. I've looked for it forever.
Yeah.
Can't find it.
Yeah, can't find it. Yep, they found out you liked it, so they took it away. All right. Well, thank you, sir, so much. Thanks for listening and calling in today.
All right.
Yep. Have a good one. Be safe on the roads today.
Okay. All right.
All right. And we're getting a lot of texts on this. Man, I've hit a hot button issue here. Whatchamacallit? Yes. Whatchamacallit was amazing. I think I saw one the other day in the store, and I almost grabbed it. Little Debbie's Donut Sticks, somebody texted in, and Star Crunch. Yes, very. Oh, man, I love Little Debbie's. All right, I've got a caller here on the phone. Caller, what's your comment today? Do you have a favorite candy bar?
Payday, and then on the Little Debbie's Nutty Buddy.
Yes. Okay. So I got a question on the Nutty Buddy. Did you just take it out of the package and bite right into it, or did you dismantle it piece by piece, almost like a woodworker taking apart a piece of furniture?
But when I was younger, I did that. But now I still eat them today, yeah. And I just bite into it today.
Right.
When I was younger, I did. I took them just like an Oreo. You know, you took it apart and put the Oreo, and you ate the middle. And
oh yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I love doing that, but yeah, I would just have chocolate just all over me after that. So, yeah, but definitely. And you said the payday,
and then I also love, and that has nougat in it too, I think.
Yes, it does. Yeah, yeah, it's in the center. Yeah, so very good, very good. Well, thank you so much for listening today. I've got so many calls and texts on this.
I like zero too. I enjoyed that one too.
Yeah, did you ever find that when you were eating the Zero Bar, if it ever like foamed up if you took a drink of anything?
No, we weren't. When I was young, we weren't allowed to drink soda. I didn't have a soda till I was an adult.
Oh wow! I wish I would have had that restriction. No, I was not that sheltered as an adult, but that would have been great for my waistline back then. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in today. I've got another caller here. We're getting lots of responses here. Caller, what is your favorite candy bar?
Well, I guess my favorite would be the whatchamacallit, but I had an amazing experience with the Zero Bars.
Oh, yeah.
I enlisted in the Army, and we couldn't have any sugar. Like, everything was restricted. And the last day that we were in, we had these vending machines we looked at for 2 months, right?
Yeah.
And the last night we were there, they let us go to the vending machines, and I was one of the squad leaders, so I got all my guys stuff together, and everybody went through the machines. So when I went down there, those were the only candy bars that were left. I just wanted some sugar so bad, so I got like two of them, and I devoured those things.
Yes. The white chocolate coating, and the super sweet nougat in the middle. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was amazing when you don't have sugar for 2 months. That was the best thing I'd ever had in my life.
Yeah.
But my grandmother blew my mind with the whatchamacallit, because we lived in the country out here in the panhandle out in Chumukla, and she went in the store. It's like my first memory. And she's like, you know, what do you want? And I was like, the whatchamacallit. And I really didn't know. Like, I was just saying it.
Right.
Like a random thing.
Yeah.
And she came back and she had a candy bar that was called the whatchamacallit, and I thought she had created it. I thought it was the most amazing.
That's great. Yeah, because you don't really think, oh, that's an actual candy bar, and you just use that term loosely. But yeah, it was one of my favorites actually when I was a kid, just because of the saltiness of it. It was one of the more saltier candy bars, which when you put salt with sweet, it really, oh man, it's great. It makes it even better. So.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. And then all you have to do is like, you know, start a few basics for a couple of months. It's 10 times better.
Yes, exactly. What is that? What do they say? Distance makes the heart grow fonder. Yeah, when you can't have something for a while. Well, I'm sorry they did that to you, but I'm glad you were able to finally get some sugar. Thank you for your sacrifice and for your service, sir. Thank you so much.
Oh, you guys are worth it. Everyone's worth it. It was amazing.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. God bless you. And thank you for calling in today. Thanks for listening to the show.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right, have a good one. Be safe today. All right, so people are texting in Toblerone. Yes. Woo, woo. Next stop, my thighs. All right. Payday bar from Diana. Thank you so much, Diana. Hands down, one texter says, hands down, Snickers. Well, you can't go wrong with a Snickers. I think Snickers is pretty much like, unless you just can't eat peanuts, or you just don't like peanuts or any other kind of nuts in your snack cakes or candy bars, Snickers is just so good. What's weird with me, though, is I enjoy the little miniature Snickers, the little squares, more than a whole Snickers bar. Maybe it's because when I was a kid, if I had a loose tooth, my mom would immediately just go and get me a Snickers bar, and within a couple bites, that tooth was out, buddy. It was in that bar. She knew it. She had the dental fortitude to buy me a Snickers bar. All right, I'm Jake Walker. It's Pep Talk. Wow, that one subject brought in a lot of response. Thank you so much, everybody, for texting in and calling in today. This is probably the most text and calls I've ever had on a topic, maybe besides Waffle House versus Cracker Barrel, which I'm not even gonna open that Pandora's box. I'm Jake Walker. It's Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models, or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th. Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pep Talk. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today, man. I feel so good. I've had so many calls and texts, and I know it's spring break and it's rainy weather, so you guys are listening, tuning in today. If you're in your car, I hope you're driving safely. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, Pep Talk. Thank you so much for joining me. Talking about candy bars this morning, had a lot of texts on your favorite candy bars. Payday is a popular one. Somebody just texted in Chico Sticks. Oh, man. When I was a kid, when we had our bake sale days and they had the random candy you could buy for a quarter and they just put it in a little bag and tie it up for you, Chico Sticks. Oh, man. Mary Jane's, all those were great. Let's see here. Another one for Toblerone. Whatchamacallit? Yeah, again, Whatchamacallit was great. It really, really was. That one caller was talking about how he thought his mother actually made the candy bar because he just said, I don't know, give me a Whatchamacallit. He didn't even realize that it was actually a name of a candy bar. Today is National Nougat Day. If you don't know what nougat is, I didn't really even know exactly what it was, but nougat is made by whipping egg whites together and adding honey or sugar, roasted nuts, and sometimes candied fruit. Some say that nougat has been a sweet treat since ancient Rome, enjoyed both as a candy all on its own or paired with chocolate and other flavorings. And that's where we get our nougatness from today. Looking at a this funny website called Sporked, S-P-O-R-K-E-D, Sporked, which is a spoon and a fork put together. That's actually true. They ranked the 12 best candy bars. Let's see if we agree with them. Number one, you got it. Best of the best. Whatchamacallit. 10 out of 10 Sporks. Reese's Take 5, which was another one of my favorites when I was a kid. 9.5 out of 10 Sporks. Butterfinger coming in at number three. Twix, the best cookie bar by far. Number four. Kit Kat, of course, is the best wafer bar. Best coconut bar would be Mounds. Love a Mounds, or sometimes you feel like a nut. You got to go Almond Joy. Score. I'm not a toffee guy. So the Score bar was like, I tried it once, and it was like digging that piece of candy out of your grandmother's bowl where they keep the car keys and the random like batteries that are half dead and that one remote that doesn't go to anything anymore. The Score bar, it only got 8.5 Sporks out of 10. Number eight, this is surprising, Kinder Bueno. If you haven't had a Kinder Bueno, no bueno, because they are magnifique. Kinder Buenos are amazing. If you haven't tried one, I got to tell you, if you don't like it, I will buy the uneaten portion from you and I will eat it myself. That's how good they are. Kinder's Bueno coming in at number eight. The best crispy bar, Crunch Bar, of course, coming in at number nine. It got 8 out of 10 sporks. Boo Boo Lubu? What the? It's a fruity bar. I don't know if it's a raspberry jelly ring bar. What? I've never heard of Boo Boo Lubu or Bubba Lubba? Boo Boo? It's B-U-B-U-L-U-B-U. I've never heard of that. Wow. Best white chocolate zero bar. Yes! Yes, coming in at number 11. It only got 7.5 out of 10 sporks. And then the payday is the number 12. With 7.5 sporks from sporked.com. I agree with most of that. The score bar, though, S-K-O-R, score bar, meh. It was like, if I didn't have a dental operation that needed to be had, then there was no reason for me to eat a score bar. I just can't get down with the toffee. Getting a lot of votes for Toblerone. Somebody said, there's a sweet and salty breakfast bar with nugget and almonds that taste like a candy bar. Oh, there's a lot of really great breakfast bars out there, a lot of great granola bars on the market. Thank you so much for listening to me today and let me know your favorite candy bars and snack cakes when you were a kid. Man, it's taking me back, man. Love it. Chico Sticks, that's great. Thank you, everybody, for texting in. I'm going to get to another commercial break. Coming up at 10:30, I'm going to be interviewing, I'm looking at my notes here, I'm going to be interviewing somebody about the annual Pensacola Kids Fishing Clinic coming up on April 27th. Definitely stay tuned for that because we're going to learn about that. It's a catch and release event. If you like fishing, if you like boating, definitely stay tuned for 10:30. I'm going to get to a quick break. I will be right back. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I'm Jake Walker. It's Pep Talk.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming into an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel to guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today and participating in the show. I had numerous texts and phone calls about what your favorite candy bar was growing up. It's National Nougat Day, so go out and get you something with nougat in it and enjoy the nougatality, nougality, I don't know. I popped off with something earlier, the dental fortitude. I'm very proud of that one. I'm going to go home and write that one down. It's Pep Talk with Jake Walker. I'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.